that armor, and we talked about putting it on. We talked about what it was, and has to do with knowledge. The body of Christ is equipped with that armor, and they have it. But if they don't have the knowledge of it, they can never use it. Do y'all understand? I mean, the body of Christ today has the breastplate of righteousness. But if they don't realize what that righteousness is and how it come about, they can't use it as a piece of armor. In other words, there are preachers today that preach people to live righteous, to live that righteousness and not trust in His righteousness. And they, like the children of Israel, they go about to establish their own righteousness, and they have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. I personally believe here's a man that he hears the gospel of Christ and he believes that, and he trusts the Lord and he calls upon Him for salvation, and he appeals to Him in his heart, and the Lord saves this man. Then all of a sudden, as soon as he's saved, he gets into some religion and they begin to indoctrinate him. And it's like Brother Jason was talking about, and a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, and he's indoctrinated into that religion, and that religion begins to blind his mind to the armor that God has provided for him. So he might go in there, and here's a man says, well, you got to be saved. He says, well, I am saved. I trusted Christ. Well, you need to be baptized. Well, he doesn't have that knowledge, so he goes and he's baptized. And they say, if you're not baptized, you are not right with God. When Colossians says you're complete in Christ, and on the thing goes doctrinally. Well, I want you to see there are two things I want to mention today in Galatians chapter 3. Notice what he says in verse 26. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Now notice he's talking about being the children of God. For, why are they all the children of God? For, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Was Christ the Son of God? He was the only begotten Son of God. He was God's Son. He's a child of God. Now look what he said. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You took His identity. Now notice, there is neither Jew nor Greek. In Christ now, in you're baptized into Christ. So in Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you're all one in Christ Jesus. Now, folks, you lose your spiritual identity. You are a son of God. You are a child of God. Now, that's salvation. That's God doing this. You say, it says, as many as been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. As far as God is concerned, you're like Jesus Christ. You have His righteousness. You're in Him. You're complete in Him. And there's nothing you can do about it when you trust Christ as your Savior. It's an operation. In fact, look back with me in 1 Corinthians. And notice in 1 Corinthians. Notice in chapter. Let's go back in. I'll tell you what. Go to chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And then we'll go to chapter 12. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. He's talking about in verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. But look what he says in verse 10. Nor thieves, he's talking about in, back in, you go all the way back to verse 9, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Thieves, or verse 10, covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the preacher. By the Spirit of our God. Then the Spirit of our God has washed us. The Spirit of our God has sanctified us. He has justified us. Well, when? Chapter 12. Look in chapter 12. In chapter 12, verse 12. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit, not by one act of the clergy, by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. That body is called the body of Christ. Why? It's His identity. It's His righteousness. You want to be godly? Where's godliness at today? It's in the body. That body is godlike. And when you trust Christ, then the Spirit of God, He places you. He sets you. He baptizes, He immerses you, He dips you, He puts you under, He puts you into that body where there's neither male nor female, and you are a child of God, and you're sealed in that body. Amen. And you can never fall out. You have His identity. So you put on Christ. Look over there in 1 Timothy. In 1 Timothy. In 1 Timothy. And notice the godliness. Verse 16, chapter 3, verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. And Paul goes back from the beginning to the ending. Look what he said. And without, as though Paul's looking from the ending, he's looking back in this verse. He goes on, he said, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Now tell me something. Where is God Almighty manifest today? In the flesh. It's in the body. He said, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in the glory. And that's why he goes back. He was justified and received. Paul saw the body already received in the glory, and he goes back. Folks, he's talking about the church. Look in verse 15. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth, without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. He's talking about that church. That church is the body of Christ. That church is putting on, how do you put on Christ? By trusting Christ. And the Spirit of God does the work. You have nothing to do with it. But wait a minute. Turn over to Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. In Romans chapter 13, verse 14. Romans 13, 14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I thought you said we didn't have nothing to do with it. That first thing was God. That was the work of the Holy Spirit. But here Paul says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what's he talking about? Well, this is what you do. And this is why what the body of Christ is failing to do today is put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Although as far as God is concerned, he has put on the Lord Jesus Christ for them, but they don't have that knowledge of that. Put ye on. Now look back in verse 11. Romans 13, 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation near than when we believed. That would be the hope of righteousness. That'd be the salvation from the wrath. That'd be the salvation of our body, the redemption of our body. Romans chapter 8. And that redemption has to do with him changing our vile body and fashioning it like unto his glorious body. And then we'll have a body that will be like his, that we can honor him and rule and reign with him out there in the heavens. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. You can't go to where your inheritance is because you have a problem. And that problem is that flesh that you're carrying around, it can't live out there. So God's got it fixed where he's going to give you a new body. And that new body is going to be fashioned like unto his glorious body. And then we'll shine as lights. And we'll have the glory that Christ had with the Father before the foundation of the world. Folks, I want to tell you something. There's so much involved in what the Lord has done for you. And people, I've been preaching it for 40 some years and hadn't scratched the surface of it. Of what God has done for you that's in this building right now. I mean, just the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ would go to a cross and die for your sins and pay for all your sins and die your death and die and be, and the wrath of God poured out on him for you. That blows my mind right there. That he would do something like that for me. What have I ever done for him? Nothing. What could I give to a holy and righteous God? What could the works of my hand build or provide? And I offer it to him, and that would make him pleased with me. There is nothing that I can do to please God in my flesh. So he knew that. But he had a purpose, and he had a calling. And that calling was, I'm called by his grace into that body. You know, it just blows my mind. Our salvation is near the day when we believed. Verse 12, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. There it is. We're to put on this armor. Verse 13, let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chamberlain and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Well, how do I put it on? Well, turn over with me and look in Ephesians chapter 4. Now, folks, you have, when you get saved, you're placed, you trust Christ. You know, on this side of the cross, you have Adam. And old Adam, everybody's lineage goes back to Adam. On this side, I'm going to put Christ, the body of Christ. And I don't know what that is. Is there a bird in here somewhere?
Sorry.
You know what my first thought was? A flying demon had got in here. A screaming demon. We might as well go home. Did that not scare y'all? I was afraid to turn around. Can't put that on tape because they won't know what's going on. So Robbie just will. Just don't worry about that. You're born over here. There's condemnation over here. You're condemned. Unrighteousness. Even though you might think you're righteous. Death over here. Sin over here. Nothing you can do about it. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so that all have sinned. Romans 3 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none unrighteous over here. There's none good over here. Over here, there is life. Over here, there's righteousness. Over here, there is no condemnation. God don't condemn over here. How can he? He's done condemn Christ here. Over here is wrath. Over here is grace. And peace. Choose you this day. You had no choice. You were born here. You couldn't choose your parents. You didn't have a choice in being born the way you were born. You're a sinner. You're born because of Adam. You are a sinner. Nothing you can do about it. Say, well, I can live good. Doesn't change what you are. God don't condemn you for what you do. He condemns you for what you are. A man's not a liar because he tells lies. He tells lies because he's a sinner. You have a nature that you got from Adam, and that nature is against God. Jesus Christ came into this world, and He became what you are on that cross. And everything that you'll ever do against God, Jesus Christ took the punishment for. There is nothing that you will ever say, do, think that He didn't pay for. Nothing. Once you say, I believe the gospel, I trust Him, I believe He died for my sins, I believe that He was buried and God raised Him the third day for my justification. Look at it like this. He went to that cross, He became what you are, God put Him to death in your place. And He went into hell, and there He suffered, and God said, it's enough, and He became the propitiation for our sins. That's the satisfaction. And God said, it's enough, and He raised Him up. And the resurrection is the proof that God was satisfied with His sacrifice in your stead. Aren't you glad? That's why the resurrection is so important. That's why we preach the resurrection, is because that proves that God was satisfied with His sacrifice that He made in your behalf. And if God's satisfied with the sacrifice, then you should be satisfied with it. So, but people aren't. And it's because they don't have knowledge. That's why they run down the aisle. That's why preachers put guilt trips on people to get them in the aisle. And they get down here and they confess their sins. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry I did that. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. And it makes the preacher, exalts him that he's a mighty man of God. And he has the power of God. And he causes people to walk the aisle. And on the thing goes. And them poor old people are put under that guilt trip. Then they go get up on Monday morning and they go out and face the job and they face the world again, and lo and behold, about time Saturday night rolls around, Sunday morning comes, and here they come back down the aisle, and oh Lord, I did that, oh Lord, I'm so sorry, oh Lord. And it just over and over is like a revolving door, and they're never ever have the knowledge there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. They do not have the knowledge of the breastplate of righteousness. What is it? It's His righteousness, not my righteousness. It's His righteousness that justifies me. I'm justified by the faith of Christ. So I'm in Christ. I have His. Now look in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now look. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now notice it's in. Look in verse 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Put on the new man. That new man is Christ. That new man is this over here. That new man is putting him on. Well, you say, well, I'm put, you, God puts him on you, but you put him on by learning. Now look what he says. Look over in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter chapter 3, notice in verse 9. I always read verse 9. It's always fascinating. He's writing to believers. Verse 9 says, lie not one to another. that always gets me. Seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Well, the old man would lie to you. Now, don't do that. Put him off. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Now watch verse 11. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. Then the where denotes a place, and the image of the new man, that's Christ. That's over here. That's the body of Christ. You put on Christ. You take his identity. Then you put him on by having the knowledge that you have in Christ. And people don't know that. That's why they run down there and confess their sins all the time. I don't need to confess my sins. My sins is paid for. I don't need to confess them. They're gone. They're forgiven. I'm saved. I'm complete in Christ. But people don't have that knowledge. Notice this renewed. Turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. How often do you renew this new man? See, I'm in Christ. This is the new man over here. New man. I've grown. I'm over here now. I'm not back here in Adam no more. I've been baptized by the Spirit into this body. This body's a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. This is the new man over here. And that new man you have inside you. That's where the Spirit of God dwells. He dwells in the new man in you. And you're in the body of Christ, the new man. It's like God creating Adam. When he created Adam, he had the members and he made all of Adam. And when all of Adam was complete, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And he opened his eyes, and there was the creation, and there was the Creator standing, and Adam opened his eyes and saw him, the one that created. Don't you understand what God's doing today? He's creating a second Adam, and it's like the Lord from heaven. We're the body of Christ. We're members of Christ. We're saved, sealed in the body of Christ, where there is no condemnation, where all of our sins has been took care of. All of our righteousness is gone and our unrighteousness, and we have the righteousness of Christ, and we're godly in Christ Jesus. Brother, that's knowledge that people don't know about. I mean, you hear them today talking about sin sending people to hell. Sin ain't what's sending people to hell today. It's their unbelief. They will not believe. The simplicity of Christ is he did it all. So, well, you don't believe in living right? Yes, I believe in living right. I believe in living a life, trying to live a life that's pleasing to the Lord, trying to live a life that brings honor to him. But at my best, I'm going to fail. He knew that. If I could live without sin, why would Christ have to die? Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. For which cause we faint not, But though our outward man perish, that's that old body, yet the inward man is renewed. How long? Day by day. It's renewed in knowledge. I should have told you to hang on to Colossians, but look back in Colossians again. In Colossians. And notice what he says in Colossians chapter 1. In verse 9. Colossians 1:9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and a spiritual understanding. That's light. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. And that new man is renewed day by day. Why? How do you do it? It's by renewing in your mind what you have in Christ. But if you don't know what you have in Christ, you can't renew him. And that's why the churches and religion plays on that. You're free. You're free. You're in grace. And I thank God for it. Well, I'm done. Patty's